you work in your secret life. You think win-win toward yourself, toward all parts of your nature. If you get too angry at yourself and you deny one part of your nature, you'll come out of the other part, yes, I'm willing to do that. But then downstream, when the day-to-day events crush upon you, you'll find that you won't be able to keep that commitment or to work toward that particular goal or to actualize that particular value. Why? You haven't drawn upon those human endowments enough, because you want this mission statement to become the constitution of your life. You don't want it to just be a bunch of platitudes to impress people with. You want it to become part of your very nature, so that the criteria that you have put into it are also into your muscular system, into your sinews, into the way that you live your life day by day. It's like the American Constitution. You might say that the preamble and the first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights, together with the Declaration of Independence, represents basically what we could call the mission statement of the United States of America. But do you know what it took to produce that Constitution? A Revolutionary War, probably the best blood of that century. It also took people pledging their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. It also took an extended constitutional convention. In a sense, they were practicing habits 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 regarding the formation of our entire country. They had to get into a self-aware state. They had to look at what had happened in the prior regime and administration, why they were going to break out and declare their independence. They had to look at how we're going to fashion this government that will create the framework in which everything else takes place. What are the fundamental rights to be preserved, put into the